Key points from New South Wales Health and COVID-19 for Friday, 20th of August, 2021. New South Wales recorded 644 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Sadly, there have been four deaths. The Greater Sydney lockdown will extend until the end of September. Masks will also be mandatory outside unless you are exercising. From Monday, 23rd of August, the following additional rules will apply for residents and businesses in the local government areas of concern. Curfews will be introduced from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., except for authorized workers, emergencies, or medical care, to help reduce the movement of young people. Outdoor exercise is limited to 1 hour per day. The following retail premises must close except for click and collect: garden centers and plant nurseries, office supplies, hardware and building supplies, landscaping material supplies, rural supplies, and pet supplies. Tradespeople are allowed to shop in-store where relevant. All exams and other education or professional development related activities will move online, not including the HSC. The government will provide further information on its education plan in due course. The following new restrictions around workplaces and authorized workers from the local government areas of concern will be introduced. Childcare workers and disability support workers who live or work in the LGAs of concern must have their first vaccination dose by 30th of August. Authorized workers who work outside their LGA of concern are only permitted to work if rapid antigen testing is implemented at their work site or they had their first vaccination dose by 30th of August. From Saturday, 20th of August, authorized workers from the LGAs of concern are required to carry permit from Service New South Wales, declaring that they are an authorized worker and cannot work from home. And from Saturday, 20th of August, anyone entering an LGA of concern for the purposes of work must carry a worker permit issued by Service New South Wales. Workers from the Canterbury, Bankstown, Cumberland, and Fairfield LGAs will no longer have to be tested for COVID-19 in the previous 72 hours to work outside their local government area. Do not send your children to childcare or school unless you absolutely have to. Priority Pfizer vaccination appointments are available this week and next week for all 16 to 39-year-olds living in LGAs of concern. Please come forward and get vaccinated. To book, visit Priority COVID-19 Vaccination Booking for 16 to 39-year-olds and New South Wales Government. If you enter or leave an area of concern without a good reason, you will receive a fine and you will also have to self-isolate. Two more permit systems will come into effect next week for those leaving or entering the local government areas of concern for essential work. We understand this is going to be very hard for everyone across New South Wales, but we need to work together to stop the spread, to stop hospitalizations, and to stop deaths. We can get on top of this. We need these additional measures to protect ourselves and our loved ones.